online, on demand. News Radio 830, WCCO, WCCO HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby. A major earthquake has struck Japan, magnitude 8.8. It hit along the northeast coast, and there are some reports of injuries and a 13-foot tsunami.
The Pacific is in an expanding tsunami watch, and we are still evaluating the situation to see how big the risk is.
He's with the Tsunami Warning Center. There are fears it could generate waves more than 30 feet high.
That's a powerful quake, and it would probably be considered an aftershock of a quake that happened in this area earlier this week, which was a 7.2.
Randy Baldwin at the National Earthquake Center in Golden, Colorado.
And it's located at a depth of about 15 miles. The location is off the east coast of Honshu.
Buildings in Tokyo swayed. There are no firm casualty or damage reports in just yet. This happened just over an hour ago, and the 8.8 was followed by two 6.4 temblors within a half hour. CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby. That's a sound inside the CBS News Bureau in Tokyo, creaking as the building swayed back and forth as a major earthquake was hitting some 230 miles away. Randy Baldwin of the National Earthquake Center in Colorado says the magnitude has just been upgraded to 8.9.
We have a good reviewed magnitude of an 8.8. It was upgraded as we received additional stations around the world that had recorded this earthquake.
The 8.9 hit just over 2 hours ago. It's been followed by a string of strong to severe aftershocks, the largest of 7.1. So far, there's been no firm casualty or damage reports. At least one death is reported. The biggest threat may be from the tsunami that hit soon after the quake, a 13-foot-tall wall of water that's washed away homes, cars, and boats. More from Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
The aftershocks are still being felt. We're still getting little earthquakes occurring every half hour or so. The trains are not working right now, and a lot of buildings have emptied out. You see restaurant workers are outside of their restaurants. There are people, office workers, just flooding the streets. I wouldn't say the mood is one of panic. People are not too upset, but it's very unusual to see crowds of people standing outside their buildings on a weekday.
Sean Grayson here with you. It is an early Friday morning on the program, and there is some nasty news coming in from halfway around the world. You just heard from CBS News at the top of the hour that the situation in Japan is awful. A tsunami wave has already hit Japan. You heard about the earthquake. I mean, it was an 8.9 magnitude earthquake, a massive earthquake in Japan, just off of Japan's biggest island, Honshu. And there is already, as we said, there has already been a tsunami wave that has hit. 13-foot, 4-meter tsunami wave that washed cars away, according to Mother Network, and tore away buildings along the coast near the epicenter of the earthquake. Reports of multiple injuries in Tokyo and at least one death east of the capital city. And according to Japanese television, there was massive damage from the tsunami as well. Dozens of cars, boats, buildings washed away and carried along by the waters. A large ship was swept away by the tsunami and then rammed directly into a breakwater in Kesenuma City in the Miyagi Prefecture in Japan. So the situation there is very bad and is bound to get worse as, you know, as things go on. I mean, there's bound to be aftershocks and all kinds of damage that has not yet been reported. Because, again, I mean, this is just a couple of hours ago that this happened. There's already been one aftershock, a 7.4 magnitude one, about 30 minutes after the original earthquake. And the late news that we're getting now is that the tsunami sirens are already going off in Hawaii. Now, I have to admit some level of ignorance here. In fact, a pretty big level of ignorance here. Let's be honest about this, about those tsunami warnings. I remember during the tsunami that hit hit Sri Lanka not all that long ago, that they talked a great deal about the warning system all around the Pacific Rim, to all the way through to the western coast of the United States, that there are these devices that can measure, I guess, the force of the water moving past and can figure out if there's a tsunami on the way. But I know that from time to time, they will also go off in a sort of a precautionary manner. If they know something big happened, they'll start ringing the tsunami warnings, just so that people know, hey, you know, it might not be a bad time to get to high ground. We're going to attempt to get a hold of some folks in Honolulu and in points west because in the channel between Oahu and Molokai right now is where they're concentrating the efforts to warn people about the possibility of an incoming tsunami. So we'll keep on top of that throughout these overnight hours for you.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jim Shenevy. It has fast become a major disaster in Japan today. An 8.9 earthquake that struck less than 3 hours ago off the northern coast of Honshu, Japan's main island, and about 230 miles from Tokyo. Prime Minister Naoto Kan.
The government will do everything possible to minimize the damage. It will do its utmost. The government will put its strengths together and work hard in tackling this disaster.
As heard on NHK, 5 confirmed dead so far. Many more deaths are feared. Much of the destruction we're seeing so far is not from the quake, but the 33-foot tsunami that is rolling so fast across cities, traffic can't even escape it. Catherine Wallace was working in a Tokyo office building. She says the quake did hit very hard.
The whole building started shaking, and often tremors will just start and then go away, but this one just kept going and going and going, getting stronger. So we all basically dived under the desks, and the building just continued to shake quite alarmingly.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jim Shenevy. CBS News, I'm Jim Shenevy. A major earthquake and a resulting tsunami have devastated parts of Japan's main island, Honshu. The 8.9 magnitude quake hit just over 3 hours ago. It's been followed by at least 18 aftershocks, one as strong as 7.1. We hear Prime Minister Naoto Kan through an interpreter as broadcast by NHK.
It was a very strong earthquake. And in the Tohoku region, mainly and over a wide area, damage has been inflicted.
While some of the images coming out of Japan so far show significant quake damage, the scenes of destruction from the rolling 33-foot tall tsunami are reminiscent of the surge that hit Indonesia back in 2004. Parts of cities literally being washed away. The tsunami so fast, traffic cannot escape it. Reporter Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
We've seen some pictures of cars being dumped out at sea. There's a lot of concern about tsunami warnings, so people are being urged to move to higher ground, as is customary during these kinds of events.
Kraft says the casualty reports are coming in very slow. Just 5 confirmed deaths at last report.
30 people have been reported injured in central Tokyo alone. Most of these from a building that collapsed, but I'm sure the death toll is going to be quite steep from this, particularly in the most affected area in northeastern Japan.
Terry C is director of the Earth Observatory in Singapore.
This is the biggest earthquake to hit Japan in at least 300 years.
And there are tsunami warnings up for Hawaii, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, Central and South America, and pretty much the rest of the Pacific on up across the U.S. West Coast. Experts fear the late hour will mean that many coastal residents in threatened areas will not get the warning soon enough. The United Nations has acted, ordering 30 international search and rescue teams to stand ready to go to Japan to provide assistance.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Frank Settapani. A powerful 30-foot tsunami triggered by a magnitude 8.9 earthquake is washing over parts of northern Japan. Reports say 19 people are known dead. Prime Minister Naoto Kan is calling his people to stay calm.
We will secure the safety of the people of Japan.
One oil refinery is ablaze. Some nuclear plants are shut down as a precaution.
No radioactive material or radiation has been confirmed to have been leaked.
CBS's Lucy Kraft tells us the quake shook buildings in Tokyo.
This one just went on for quite some time, and was strong enough to just dump things off of shelves. Just books and papers and whatnot were strewn all over the floor.
The earthquake was felt as far away as Beijing. Tsunami warnings have been issued up and down the Pacific Rim. That includes the West Coast. Evacuations have begun in Hawaii. The first wave could reach the islands less than 4 hours from now. CBS News Special Report, I'm Frank Settapani. CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Breaking news from the Far East. A powerful tsunami unleashed by a magnitude 8.9 earthquake is sweeping over parts of northern Japan, washing away buildings, vehicles, and anything else in its path.
This is the biggest earthquake to hit Japan in at least 300 years.
The quake and a series of strong aftershocks rocked buildings in Tokyo and could be felt as far away as China. Perry C is a seismologist in Singapore.
The entire Pacific Rim has the potential for a significant tsunami.
Tsunami warnings and watches watches have been issued across the Pacific. That includes the West Coast. Warning sirens sounded late Thursday night local time in Hawaii. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says the first wave could reach the islands at 3 a.m. Friday morning. That would be around 8 Eastern time. Evacuations have started. Sky News correspondent Robert Nisbet is in Waikiki.
They don't want to trigger a mass exodus and blocking all the escape routes. And I'm looking at a road just outside my hotel at the moment that is absolutely choked with traffic.
The earthquake was centered 240 miles northeast of Tokyo on Honshu, Japan's main island.
The aftershocks have been big, so it's, do you stay in your apartment? Do you go outside? What do you do? Sort of that kind of feeling.
Initial reports say the quake killed at least 19 people, but officials are afraid the death toll could go much higher. The earthquake shook the CBS News Bureau in Tokyo, where office workers scrambled for cover.
The whole building started shaking, and often tremors will just start and then go away, but this one just kept going and going and going, getting stronger. So we all basically dived under the desk.
One oil refinery is on fire. Some nuclear plants shut down automatically as a precaution. Prime Minister Naoto Kan went on television to appeal for calm. CBS News Special Report, I'm Frank Setapani. The most powerful earthquake to jolt Japan in centuries shook buildings in Tokyo overnight and triggered a massive 30-foot tidal wave that's washing through the main island of Honshu.
It was really strong here. All our power's out, all our signals, and all that sort of thing.
Kerry See runs the Earth Observatory in Singapore.
This is an extraordinary event that one doesn't have happen more than once every several hundred years.
Japanese officials say at least 32 people have been killed, but fear the toll will climb. Geophysicist Brian Shiro is on duty at the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center.
Every country in the Pacific Ocean is under a warning from our center right now.
Sky News correspondent Robert Nisbet says evacuations have started in Hawaii.
You have people around the resort now trying to explain to people what this actually means, that they mustn't necessarily panic, but they should prepare.
Once again, at least 32 people have been killed by an earthquake and tidal wave in Japan. CBS News Special Report, I'm Frank Setapani. CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The most powerful earthquake to strike Japan in three centuries has killed at least 32 people and unleashed a powerful tsunami. The magnitude 8.9 quake caused considerable damage on Japan's main island, Honshu.
Our apartment just felt like it moved from side to side, and we thought we were in the epicenter, but we're not.
CBS's Lucy Kraft could feel the jolt in Tokyo as video of the devastation came in from northern Japan.
We had these very dramatic scenes of cars that were parked at a fish market that was right on a wharf near the epicenter, a whole parking lot full of cars washed into the sea. Another dramatic scene was the airport in Sendai, which was also near the epicenter, covered in waves. The runway was covered in waves. Of course, all the vehicles washed away.
Fires broke out, power was cut, and trains stopped running. Prime Minister Naoto Kan went on television to reassure the Japanese people.
We asked the people of Japan to continue to be cautious and vigilant.
Some nuclear plants shut down automatically. Khan says no radiation escapes. Warning sirens began going off in Hawaii a few hours ago. CBS's Peter King is live with more on what's going on in the islands.
Well, Frank, tsunami warnings are in effect for Hawaii and from central California to the Oregon-Washington border and parts of southern Alaska. An advisory is up for southern California.
Advisory means we're expecting strong currents, but we're not expecting major inundations.
Paul Whitmore is director of the Tsunami Warning Center in Alaska. The first waves are expected to hit Hawaii in about 2 hours. People there have had warning. They've been heading to higher ground, stocking up on food, gas, and other essentials.
A spokesman for the International Red Cross says evacuations are underway in the Philippines.
The Philippines Red Cross is evacuating people from vulnerable areas along its coast. So this is the sort of stuff that we're trying to do, basically get people out of harm's way before a tsunami may strike.
A moderate 4.5 earthquake shook Hawaii overnight. Experts say it was probably not related to the big one.
Good morning, I'm Steve Murphy, News Radio 830, WCCO's top story this hour. Minnesotans are watching the events unfold in Japan and beyond as the largest earthquake in 300 years struck hours ago. WCCO's Susie Jones is live with details.
Steve, a number of people are reportedly dead after that 8.9 magnitude earthquake hit Japan and a 13-foot tsunami swept boats, cars, and debris miles inland. Now, tsunami warnings have been issued across the Pacific, including in Hawaii, where we just spoke with a Minneapolis resident who is vacationing there.
And they are anticipating that some parts of the Hawaiian Islands will get up to a 6-foot wall of water.
Carol says people are being evacuated and moved to higher ground. She told us the good news is that they have a very sophisticated warning system in place and have had several hours to prepare. The first waves expected to hit in the next 2 hours. Reporting live, Susie Jones, WCCO.
WCCO Morning News, breaking news as it happens. Let's go to CBS.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett. The quake came in at magnitude 8.9, a tsunami 30 feet high, followed in northern Japan. Stephanie Suzuki in the quake zone.
We were really shocked at how fast the tsunami hit. You know, we were hearing, oh, it's half a meter, it's whatever, and it was really quickly that it was that size even. And then, of course, now it's so much bigger.
CBS's Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
The thing that was striking about this particular earthquake, although it was very strong, it just went on and on and on, and the aftershocks were also very severe. So that's what made this one much more frightening than what we're normally used to.
At least 32 people died across Japan from this quake and tsunami. A cooling system failed at a Japanese nuclear plant. A state of emergency has been issued, but officials say no radiation has leaked. Now there's a tsunami warning throughout the Pacific. Paul Keneally is with the International Red Cross.
We're particularly concerned about those countries from the developing nations which may not have levels of preparedness and response mechanisms in place, as we're seeing in Japan, for instance.
Paul Whitmore runs the West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center in Palmer.
Most places on the West Coast, we're looking at expected rises of sea level above normal between about 2 feet and 4 feet. There's a few places where we might see rises higher than that, 5 to 6 feet.
The National Weather Service says in Crescent City, California, about 20 miles south of the Oregon border, waves of up to 7 feet could hit about 3.5 hours from now. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dave Barrett.